finger in the pie. He took his pickaxe, which was very sharply pointed. "There now," he grumbled, "is something that will search the earth in a man." And, as one knots one thread to another thread, he took up the line of march at his best pace in the direction which the man must follow, and set out across the thickets. When he had compassed 100 strides, the day, which was already beginning to break, came to his assistance. Footprints stamped in the sand, weeds trodden down here and there, heather crushed, young branches in the brushwood bent, and in the act of straightening themselves up again, with the graceful deliberation of the arms of a pretty woman who stretches herself when she wakes, pointed out to him a sort of track. He followed it, then lost it. Time was flying. He plunged deeper into the woods and came to a sort of eminence. An early huntsman, who was passing in the distance along a path, whistling the air of Guillery, suggested to him the idea of climbing a tree. Old as he was agile. There stood close at hand a beech tree of great size, worthy of Titerus or of Boulatruelle. Boulatruelle ascended the beech as high as he was able. The idea was a good one. On scrutinizing the solitary waste on the side where the forest is thoroughly entangled and wild, Boulatruelle suddenly caught sight of his man. Hardly had he got his eye upon him when he lost sight of him. The man entered, or rather glided...